Tondo, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment tonight and every weekday evening at this time, Chandu, the magician. Listen, and you will travel to strange lands. You will thrill to high adventure, romance, mystery. The magic of Cairo and Baghdad and the East, with their strange secrets and mysterious ways, will hold you spellbound as our story unfolds. You will come to love this drama as it is played against a backdrop of oriental color and intrigue. And just as you will like our story, so will you like the soap we make. White King, granulated soap. It is so easy on hands that thousands and thousands of ladies say it's just like magic. There are many tales told on the radio, but only one, Chandu. There are many soaps on your grocer's counters, but none like White King. You will love White King granulated soap. And when you buy White King tomorrow, save the box top and tell your friends to save White King box tops too. Now, let the play begin. In response to an urgent message from Princess Naji, Frank Chandler and the Regents embark late at night in a sailboat for a small native village up the Nile from Cairo. As they land, they encounter Abdallah, an Arab, who proves to be the storyteller Dorothy, Betty, and Bob had met in the Cairo bazaar. He was then wearing a ring belonging to Dorothy's husband, missing for 9 years and long believed to be dead. As Chandler questions the man, he abruptly turns and disappears in the darkness. A few moments later, in the strangely black and silent village, Chandler locates the hut where Princess Naji was to meet them, but it is empty. No sound can be heard but the ominous howling of a dog. Chandu, the magician.
Can't we do something about that dog?
Maybe it's really true. Dogs howl when someone's dead.
Oh, darling, don't.
Well, the princess did say something about death, didn't she, Uncle Frank?
Yes, she did.
Well, maybe it wasn't the princess at all, though.
I'm sure it was, Bob.
We didn't see her in that blue flame, and you said you didn't either, Uncle Frank.
I know, but it was her voice. This can't be the place we were to meet her. Somehow or other, I've missed the direction she gave us.
Well, didn't you think it was odd she should ask us to meet her in a place like this? I did.
Well, if she's following Roxor, she can't be too particular about a meeting place.
Well, anyway, we aren't going to stay here any longer, are we, Frank?
No, we took the wrong path coming up from the river, and there's no time to lose if we're going to find Naji tonight.
The flashlight won't burn forever either. If it goes out, we'll really be stuck.
I know. Come along.
Goodness, isn't it cold?
I'm freezing. I still don't see how you could have missed the way, Uncle Frank. This little hut looks exactly like the picture we saw in the blue flame.
Oh, they're all pretty much alike, Betty. Oh, wait here a moment. There was a group of palm trees, though.
Sure. Three tall and one short, remember? And the path ran beside the three in a row.
Oh, I see it now. Well, this must be the hut Naji meant.
Oh, it's funny nobody comes out of any of these houses to see why we're prowling around.
Well, I doubt if anyone lives in the village now, Bob. Well, let's try the door.
And I hope it isn't locked.
Look at it. There's nothing to lock it with.
Well, wait a minute. All right. Come on in.
Oh, it's good to get out of that wind for... Frank, she isn't here either.
Well, someone's been here. There's a table with candles on it. And here's a piece of paper under the candlestick.
A letter from the princess. Is it, Uncle Frank?
Yes. At last we're on the right track.
Oh, read it, read it.
Chandu, I have suddenly learned that a man whom I believe to be Roxor himself is somewhere near this place. I must go in search of him at once. Too much depends on our defeating him to delay one moment. You will understand.
What does that mean, Uncle Frank? Do you know?
Yes. There is no place more probable for him to conceal himself than in the small pyramid, the one of which you know. For the sake of the cause for which we both work, join me at once. You will find four donkeys in the room next to this. They are yours. In the name of the Lotus, I say myself Nudgy.
Donkeys? Well, let's see if there really are.
Hold up your head, Bob. That door.
Oh, I see it. Oh, they're here all right. How about that?
I'm almost afraid to meet your princess, Frank. Suppose she knows Robert's actually been dead all this time.
Oh, Mother, darling. You look as if you'd already seen the princess and found out Daddy was really dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I knew I mustn't count on anything. Well, Frank, what now?
Well, let's see. It's almost morning. Now, there's a hotel, Mina House, only a little way from the pyramids. I suggest we go there. You can get some sleep while I go to meet Nudgy.
Oh, can't we go with you?
Look, here's our transportation. Oh, this one with the black eyes is mine. Well, let's go, shall we?
Now, I don't care what you say, Bob. It just wasn't right to build a great big modern hotel right here in the face of the pyramids. Imagine.
You didn't think so when we got here. You were glad enough to get a hot shower and a breakfast on a tray.
Oh.
Where's Mom?
She was talking to Uncle Frank when I came down.
Well, I hope she talks him into letting us go with him up there.
I bet she will.
Look, why don't we leave word at the desk and walk up there to the pyramids? It's not far.
Oh, yes, let's. And you know what? I'm not even going to look back down here. I'm going to pretend the pyramids are out in the middle of nowhere, like they were 5,000 years ago.
Oh, sure.
You don't have to look so superior. I can just hear Napoleon if he came here now. 20 centuries looked down upon you and your golf course and lavender sheets.
So it's not picturesque enough to suit you, huh, Betty?
No, it certainly isn't. Oh, Mother, you look wonderful. Nobody'd ever know you'd been up all night.
Oh, I'm glad of that. Frank, when will the car be here?
Any minute now, Dot.
Bob and I are going to walk up to the pyramid.
Oh, you better leave your coat here, Bets.
Hmm?
I bet it's going to be hot soon.
Now, just a minute before you start making plans like that.
And Uncle Frank, I just thought of something. How did it happen that our trunks were waiting for us here when we left them in Cairo?
I've been meaning to ask that too, Frank. Only I thought...
You ought to know the answer, Mom. Uncle Frank whipped him here through the air, like that marble column they showed us in Cairo.
What? Which one was that?
Oh, it was inside a little iron fence all by itself. And a man told us it was in Rome at first, and Mohammed said the magic word or something, and boom, it was in Cairo.
Oh, yes, I remember that story now. And maybe it was true. But your luggage came out here in an ordinary car.
Then you knew all the time we were coming here.
No, but I admit I wasn't quite frank with you. That's all.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it was nothing more.
I wish you'd get over the feeling there's anything ghostly about the things I learned in India, Dot. There isn't, you know.
I know you say there isn't, but... Well, you'll just have to give me time, Frank. And let's not say any more about it now.
Just as you like. But if you'll just accept it...
I do try. Oh, there's a car over there. Is it ours, do you suppose?
I can't imagine anyone else starting out at this hour. Come along, kids.
Oh, but Uncle Frank.
And let's hear no more about your walking up to the pyramid. We're all going together.
Oh, no, we don't want anyone else getting lost.
Well, we'll drive up to the top of the plateau and walk from there. The sand's deep, but it isn't far to the small pyramid where we're going.
Why did they have small ones?
Well, for the wives and daughters of the king sometimes, Betty. Uh-huh. But some of the pyramids were never used at all, as far as anyone knows.
Oh, I see.
You are the Effendi Chandler?
That's right. Go on, Betty. Get in, sleepyhead.
You don't realize this is the very first time I've ever stayed up all night.
Handy wait.
All right, driver.
You take Dragoman, guide, to show you pyramids? My brother is very good, Dragoman.
No, thanks. We don't need one. Go on.
My brother is very good. Knows all about pyramids. Not charge too much.
No. And we're in a hurry.
My brother was in Valley of Kings when Tutankhamun's tomb was opened. He will tell you.
Drive on. Or we'll get out and send for another car.
I was Fendi.
What was all that for?
Well, the usual routine over here, Bob. You'll find that out.
Frank, is it true that the ancient Egyptians held secret rites in the pyramids?
Why, where did you hear that, Dot?
Oh, I don't know. I must have read it somewhere.
Well, some people say that even today, esoteric ceremonies are practiced, but...
What kind of ceremonies?
We'll say secret, then.
I hope it's true. Think of a ceremony in a room thousands of years old.
Oh, nuts. They're just plain rooms, aren't they, Uncle Frank?
Well, some of them are. And some are decorated with carved symbols and painted in bright colors.
Which kind are we going to?
You'll see soon, Betty. Now, we get out here.
The pyramid! Imagine standing right in front of the pyramid!
Why, you take my car, my big one, summer. My car, my summer.
What a noise! At this hour, too, my
empty! Hooka! Be off! Be quiet! Driver, come back for us at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, you understand?
I will come, Effendi. Allah protect you.
Oh, he sounded like we'd need protection.
No, pay no attention to it. Now come around the corner of the pyramid here, out of sight of the camel boys.
How small it makes you feel, standing in the shadows of something built 4,000 years ago.
Yeah. And think of all the people that have lived here and died and... Here this pile of rock stands just the same.
That's what it was meant to do when it was built.
But they had no idea people would drive up to it in a car or build tiled bathrooms for tourists just down the road.
I know how you feel, honey. Now, here's the entrance. You'll find all the ancient history you want just inside.
I don't see any entrance. It looks like an old doorway that's been sealed up forever.
Well, that's just it. No one would think of it as a real entrance.
Won't those camel boys be watching us?
No, no. Pyramids and tourists are an old story to them.
Oh, hurry up, Uncle Frank. Let's go in.
I want to tell you something first. When the door opens, go in, all of you, as quickly as you can. There's a long corridor sloping downward, and on each side are deep archways with seated statues of Egyptian priests on each side.
Oh.
I'm telling you this so you won't be frightened when you see them. They look pretty real.
Okay, let's go.
Follow me closely and be careful of the steep slope. You ready?
Oh, I'm all ready.
We're all ready.
Yeah. There we are. I'll close it.
There you go.
Now, I'll go first and hold the flashlight so you can see the floor.
Little white flower.
Oh! Oh, Abdallah, you frightened me sitting there. What do you want?
I sit here to make them think I am one of the ancient statues.
But I don't understand.
Listen to me.
Well, hurry, what is it?
Tonight, I will be in the garden at the hotel. You will meet me there.
But why? Why?
To learn of your father.
Oh, I knew you weren't as bad as they said you were.
You will come. You will.
Betty, are you lost? Come on.
Oh, I'm coming, Bob. If it's about Daddy, yes, I will. Right after dinner, I'll be there. I promise.
Pause before we say good evening to suggest that you and your family listen to Chandu every weekday evening at this time. Travel with us to strange places and faraway lands and thrill with Dorothy Regan and her children, Betty and Bob, as they're plunged into the mystery and intrigue of Egypt and the Near East. And, of course, we'd like to have you use the soap we make. White King granulated soap. You'll love White King. Anything that can be washed may be washed with White King, with safety to fabrics and colors, kindness to your lovely hands, the only hands you'll ever have. So on your radio, remember Chandu the Magician, every weekday evening at this time. And at your grocer's, remember White King granulated soap. No other soap is like it. You'll say no other soap has ever done your work so well. Good night. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.